spy said, "We can't take the land. It's uninhabitable. The giants have it. We're like grasshoppers in their sight. We can't take it." And oh, the thought that went through their mind, like, we're so close. We're so close. This memorial was showing them where they had been. They remember when they crossed over. And I believe Joshua, he probably got a little bit of a shout in his foot saying, "I'm finally here. I'm finally at the place where God has brought me to." You know, I have some memorials in my life of things that God has done for me that I can look back on today and look at, and they're still there. The exact thing isn't there. In Sunset Hills, when I was 11 years old, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. And they used to have, if you remember, seats along the front up in the altar area, very similar to those red ones we have in our balcony. And they had those wooden backs on them. And I remember one night praying there next to that air conditioner when God filled me with the Holy Ghost. I remember when he filled me there. It was a landmark. I made a memorial at that point of that area. But you know, there came a time in my life that I had to go back to that memorial to remember what God did for me. There came a time in my life when I was away from God, whenever Brother Joey Height was preaching a camp meeting service, whenever I gave my heart back to God, that I came up and like, "God, I need to hear from you tonight." And I saw in the corner of my eye, the seats were gone. They had pews up there by that time, but I saw in the corner of my mind that memorial. There was no building there or nothing there saying it, but in my mind there was a memorial of what God had done for me. And I said, "You know what? If I can get back to the spot where I heard from God, I know God's still there. If we can get back to that time," undoubtedly the children of Israel, as we know, would face trials and they would face situations in Canaan. They would fight battles and they would fight many armies and there would be times they would be taken away. But every time somebody saw that memorial, it was a sign to them saying, "Look what God did for us in the past. And we can look forward," as Brother Rob said earlier, "and see what he's going to do for us in the future." He was faithful to our fathers. He was faithful to our grandfathers. He kept his promises to us. This memorial was served as a purpose to remember where we've been. Today, we can build memorials of God by living a life as a memorial. Whenever people look at us, they should be able to look at us and see, "Well, wow, look where God has brought them from. Look at what they used to be. Look at the life they used to live in sin. Look at the life they used to carry." And we can become memorials for Jesus Christ and his saving blood tonight. But not only do memorials tell us where we've been, but memorials also will tell of our failures. Now in America, if we look past the 60 years, I broke it down, we will see a lot of memorials to failure in America's life. Our founding fathers built memorials all over of how great of a country it was, how popular, how strong a country is, and what it should be under God. But if we look at our country today, we will see that we have built memorials that have sacrificed us in some countries as being nothing because of our standards of what we allow. Not too many years ago, a document came up in the Supreme Court, or a court case called Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade today is a memorial of America's failure. At a time when America needed a court to stand up and say, killing babies is a sin, killing babies is wrong, they have a life, our country failed. And to this day, we abort thousands upon millions of babies just because of our failure. One guy was reading about it, one Supreme Court justice on the internet tonight. I was reading his comment on the abortion today. He says, "I believe it is wrong. It is a sin, or not a sin, but against the law of the land. However, America's life has come so adept to it, to take it away would be just as breaking another law." And I thought, how stupid can you get to say something like that? That you believe it in your heart, but you will not vote against it for the simple reason it would change another law in America. What is it? It's a memorial to failures. In Rome, Italy, to this day, you can go in their city court in the city of downtown, what would be considered Rome. And you'll see pillars erected all around the city circle. And on them, there's a rope still hanging today. And if you read the history of those ropes, they were put up many, many years ago in ancient Rome. When somebody was caught stealing, they would be taken out and hung on the gallows. Man, woman, children, it didn't matter. Immediately, they were hung as a memorial to deter other people from stealing. What was it? It was a memorial to those people's failure. I look at Peter, and I love reading about Peter in the Bible. Peter, I can adapt to. I can put myself in Peter's shoes. Like, yeah, I can see that. I failed. Peter failed. You know, we can adjust to him. We can look at ourselves and carry up to him. Some of the other disciples, I wouldn't dare try to walk a mile in their shoe. Peter I wouldn't try, but Peter I'll come the closest to. But I was thinking about Peter this afternoon. And I'm sure that after he denied, or not denied Jesus, but denied him and cursed Jesus at Jesus' trial, that every time after that, that Peter heard a bird crow or a kite crow, he heard it, and I believe it was a memorial to him of his failure in life. Thinking, God, I'm so sorry. I failed you. You know, I know Jesus forgave Peter. Peter did mighty, marvelous things. But you know, I believe in the back of his mind, every time he heard it, it was a memorial to his failure. But not only are memorials tell of our failures, but they also tell of our victories. Because if that was the only thing Peter ever heard, we would never read in Acts where Peter standing up and preaching on the day of Pentecost. We would never hear of Peter again. Peter, somewhere along the lines, got back. He got something in his mind and made a memorial. I personally, and this is out of the Bob's commentary, you won't find this in your King James Version, but when Peter went fishing and the other disciples went with him, and Jesus was on the bank and they hadn't caught anything, and he said, cast your nets on the other side, a man yelled out to him. And they cast their nets on the other side and they brought up the great abundance of fish. And then the one disciple says, hey, that's Jesus. You know, we had seen that they had already seen Jesus, but if we read here, Peter at this point jumps out of the boat. He's not waiting for the fish. He don't care about the fish anymore. And he swims to shore and he meets Jesus, and we find him there alone on that bank with Jesus. I think it was at that point that Peter got back, that God had showed him that he had forgave him. And I believe that was a memorial in Peter's life, showing him that, Peter, you failed, but I'm greater, and you can overcome this failure. Monuments don't always have to be monuments of failure. Monuments don't always tell us the future. Monuments don't always tell us what will happen in the future, because if they did, Peter would have stayed down the rest of his life. But the good thing about a monument is it does not tell our future, but it does tell our past and shows us how we can better or how we can worsen by it. The Bible, or not the Bible, one history professor said that history teaches us one thing, and that is that people do not learn from history because they are destined to make the same mistakes. But if we can set up a memorial in our life of the things of God, the right things of God, we'll have memorials that will help us go on for Jesus. But memorials also tell us how faithful God is. You know, that memorial, that monument that Joshua had the children of Israel erect there that night, whenever they set camp, I believe everybody that looked at it said, God is faithful. God promised us this land. God promised us this land flowing with milk and honey. It's been a hard road, but he's brought us here. Noah, whenever he saw that rainbow for the first time and knew that God would never destroy the earth again with water, thought in his mind, wow, how faithful God is. He's brought us through. Now, you know, tonight there's a need in our lives for memorials. If we don't build memorials, the generation coming up behind us will never know what Pentecostal is. They'll never know what the word Pentecost is. They'll never experience it. They'll never have it if we don't live the life as a memorial, telling them of the good things of God that can be found. Closing night, Carrie, if you would come to the piano. As I said before, memorials don't tell us what the future holds, but it'll only tell us what happened in the past. Tonight, I want my memorial to be one that he served God. He pointed others to God. But the thing about our memorial is this. We can't have 12 men come help us build it. We can't have others carry the stones and build it. But if you read on there in Joshua, you'll find that Joshua grabbed 12 stones himself and walked into the middle of the Jordan and built a monument there. There's a monument built on the banks by the children of Israel. But Joshua went out and built his own memorial because he knew what God had done for him personally. Memorials in times whenever you feel like you're all alone, you feel like you're lost, that you can't find God anywhere, that God is all alone, left you abandoned, that you can't hear him, you can always go back to your memorial when you saw God. And I'll make you this promise, God will still be there because he never leaves. He never forsakes. Sometimes we walk away. We walk away from the memorial and the things that God's done for us. We walk away from the moving of God. But God never does. He stays there. He stays right by our side. And whenever we go back to that place where God has told us, you know, build a memorial here. When God saved you, you should have built a memorial. I know we did. When God filled us with the Holy Ghost, we built a memorial. When God brought us through a trial, you can build a memorial. You know, I believe memorials should be built for everything that you hold sacred in your life. The day God saved me, I'll never forget it. The day He filled me with the Holy Ghost, I'll never forget it. The day He called me to preach, I'll never forget it, because I built a memorial to it. Now, I didn't build a statue or a heap of stones, but in my mind, I can still picture those moments, because there was something about them that I knew God was there and God was able to do something. Tonight, if we could all stand this evening. It could be that God has just brought you through a great trial, a great battle. You feel on top of the world. I encourage you tonight, build a memorial of it, so that when the devil comes and says God's nowhere to be found, like, no, God's right there. Right there's my memorial of what God brought me through. You may be facing a trial, a situation you can't see the end of. Look at your memorial, because God was there. Let's all come find a place to pray this evening.